Yeah, so we're holding over here. V'chein kol ma shechakar, I think. Or, wait, do you have a marker?
No.
Okay. I think we're holding v'chein kol ma shechakar. We're in the second Akdama, and he's speaking over here about the different hakiris that the Sfarim like Ralbag spoke about nisim, who in fact makes the nisim, and so on. V'chein kol ma shechakar ma shem yisrael kol nisim ha-malach. Do you have that?
Yeah.
On Navi. Yeah, so he declared, he said there are three things. Who makes these nisim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malach, or the Navi? Hine bechol dvarav ein mamish. He said, it's not, I mean, you can't make it into a klolistic ashayla. Like, always, like, which department head runs the nisim department? It doesn't work like that. Shakol lufi inyal fi anes. Yesh mofesh shu mesiach se yisbarach pa'atzmoy. K'moy shahoya makas b'choros. Shenema vavati ratz Mitzrayim. In some places, it's miyuch sakash baruch hu. V'dosh razala nivele malach ha-nivele yisrarf ila shneich ha-kash baruch hu v'atzmoy. You see, I have a very, very clear understanding of over there was clearly a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Ralbag actually over here, he obviously he knows this Chazal, but it seems in his words that he feels it's only one sheet in Chazal. In other words, Machlokas, he feels very rebel like that. B'chein kriyas yamsub gamken, she oydes igdala, hoyal agdia Kodesh Baruch Hu, ulefama yamoyos ade malach, elakash alach malocha besaga puma yivosa. Okay, it's as if Napoleon Hare, it's a Hashem Yachmach Ashur, a call of Indian Ness. Avla Hachle, Shaya Koil, the Hashem's of the Malach, Devorim Elum, Haim Beduyim. So to say that everything is either one or the other, he says that's silly. Umasha Oma. And if he would, and the logic that he uses, Shem Hoyop, we explained last time that the logic that the Rabbah uses and, the same type of sforum like Ralbag used is that if you're telling me that the nes is made through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it shows sort of a fickleness on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sometimes yes, sometimes not, this, that, and you know, but whereas nature is immutable and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has moods, so that's that is a lousy argument. Bezeh, kipulois habos min seich lapolam toy be'etzim. Says to tell me that nature is perfect, it goes well and it's good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activities are only ad hoc. Gam dov zeh bodo yimamesh. Kim lo yibo mita pulos toibes be'etzim ho'yizeh kashe. If you'd say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never does good things, that's a kashe. Amu yisparam vorech aseich lapoyel, ashu poyel nimtsoem fi daito lulu fi emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lamaisi says, even according to Ralbag, he's motivated that this Seichel HaPoel is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. V'imkein achar shu poel anim tsoyim shu toy be'etzim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made something which is toy be'etzim, v'imkein hu poel atoy be'etzim hu poel atoy b'mikra. Af al gav, sheni yoyse b'mayla atoy b'mikra, mitzad sha toy shu be'etzim yoyse toy b'na toy b'mikra. V'kom ko yesh la yoyse mayla kashi yifal gam kein toy b'mikra. Shem lo yifla tevi mikra lo yipoel klal. So he's saying like this. He's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does both. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a mechanism that is the ongoing good and the permanent good. And he also is able to use sort of, quote unquote, that's called discretionary power to provide for specific needs of goods. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does both in the world. He does the pu'ulos, the ongoing pu'ulos of Tov, which are expressed in the in the Seichel HaPoel, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, and he also steps in and saves Chai Yisrael in difficult matzavim, which is the extraordinary, the ad hoc. V'yishlosa achlos mitzat shepoel hakol v'chutz mimenu. V'oida ikr dina pircha. If he puts a matuch, not just any type of bets, not if you're telling me that that turning the snake into a nachash is not real good, im kein in an esher klal mitzias rak mitzias b'mikra, v'davah zeh lo yichol klal b'mitzias shemistar mitzvarach. So he says, so then you're telling me that the thing itself is not a real mitzias, because it's not good be'etzim, it's just mikra, so how could that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, you can't make rules and regulations, logical rules and regulations, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do this but can't do this, because this is good be'etzim, it's not good be'etzim. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kol yachol, everything's included. Even though the malach does things that are good, so the malach is not really the generator of these Torah. Now, I want to add a point. So he says, a malach is, you're talking, it's like asking me if I hit somebody with a stick, did I hit or the stick hit? Well, it's semantics, because I'm always hitting with the stick. The question is, did I hit barehand, did I hit with a stick? But I'm the one who's always hitting you. Now the question is, according to the Maral, for instance, so he himself said before, there are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it, there are times when a Shliach does it. So what is the Nafkamina? The Ralbag is sort of setting up that there are some inherent Nafkaminas, but the Maral is not, doesn't have that set up. So what's the, so how does he understand the difference between anhagas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu versus anhagas from a malach? That's the that's a question. And the answer to that is, the difference lies in the quality, in certain qualities of the act. In other words, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he does it, the description as to whether it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from a malach is not a description of the difference between how it originated. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there are mechanisms, l'mashal, by Hinanech Shalech Malach Lefanecha in Pashat Kisisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that if you don't behave, I'm going to send a malach. A malach has its own dynamics. Malach doesn't, there's no malach of tshuva with a malach, and so on and so forth. There are specifics shayach to a malach that are not shayach to a person, and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, in terms of the tshuva, in terms of rescinding the gzar din, and so on. Those are the nafkaminas, but there are no nafkaminas where you can actually sort of ask a shorish like a shayla of where it comes from. B'chema ha'shenema oit kibayra fosar esbaruch ha'etzor shemuchiyav bimenu, v'himsar b'tzana ha'kodim. The conundrum that he posed about, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu think of this before, or did he not think of this before? Manavshach. If we thought about it before, that means it's preset, almost al b'chira. If he didn't think about it before, that means he changed his mind. Shnei dvar meila b'tel. He said that question is a nonsense question. But Amarnu, af im anu oimrim, shul roitzat al chadash ha'nes, that's not a change in the person, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entity. Anytime, this is his point, anytime the change is mitzad the mekabel, there's no real change. For instance, let's say I speak to you in Portuguese. And let's say you learned, so let's say next week you learn Portuguese. And now you understand it. It would be a crude misrepresentation to make the following statement. Last week you were intelligible, this week you're intelligible. Well, yes, technically last week I couldn't be understood, this week I could be understood, but it had to do with your learning Portuguese, not my learning. The same way if I have a teacher who's this ultimate pedagogue, and he says, and he responds to a student. And one week the student is acting, misbehaving terribly, and he acts very sternly, Next week, student is doing nicely, and he acts very friendly, and he turns to him and says, you're a changed person. I'm not a changed person. I'm the same person. And my anhugga is to react to your anhugga the way you are. So to say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, he's different than when HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps, well, the difference lies in the Makabel. So that is the mohus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhugas, that it changes via Makabel. That's not a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Afim Taima, and even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to have this in a Tzoyna Kodom, then it doesn't mean that this thing has to happen, that's it. When it says Tnai Hisna, the meaning of Tnai Hisna Maisa Breishis doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu predestined it and made it happen. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for it to happen. So it's just like, I'll give you a marshal. Let's say you buy a pair of pants and they fit very, very nicely. And then you overdo them, love Malkus and the child. They don't fit it so well anymore. And you're kind of really bursting at the seams. And then your wife says, oh, there's plenty of room to let out. She lets out a few inches and it fits well. So the pants didn't change. The pants had a built-in allowance for this to happen. But you can't say, well, the pants predicted you're going to gain weight. The pants didn't predict it, and had you stayed off the extra chalet in Lav Malkus, you wouldn't need to let it out. So Tanai Hisna doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set a button that the year 2000 plus the thing is gonna, this yam is gonna split. What happened was HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed in the yam for a splitting in case of needs. The Makabel is one that changes the anhugas. If the Mitzvah wasn't tshuva, it would not have happened. Kichol Rachim Vatlan Gzeir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mida is that Rachim is Vatlan Gzeir. Vadov Asutu Mita Yisbar Mitzad Abriya, Vamsutu Mita De Rachim, Shnei Dvorim He. Zeh Mitzad Asidu, Zeh Mitzad Rachim. Kichol Rachim, Yisrei Miyuchud. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two Malachim De Briya, the normal Mahalach and the extra Rachim Mahalach, and each one of these has its mahalach, and it's not being changed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shifts gears at times, which one uses. So the Chori is saying there's a shinui here in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever there's hanhagas, there's a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that doesn't mean there was a change in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said all that the Rabbak said, yeah, it's absolutely no emes. You know, it's not only the teretz that bothers him. It's actually the question, the approach, the axioms that he's basing himself on. All of it. Oid hiksha, achas shuyisbarach misada seder shem tzoyim. So he says, what about HaKadosh Baruch Hu changing the order, the organization of Bria? That's exactly what they're answering when they say Tanai Hisna. The Kavanasim was there. Shavuk shalahem, achas shakolan imtsoyin imtsoyin misoyin tisparach, eti tochem bem shinui, So they ask, if nature indeed is this frozen entity, how could there be a change? So the kasha was, Hashem's activity should be eternal, everything else should be eternal, and so on. So how could there be change? In other words, the possibility of nes is as built into the structure as the possibility of teva. So both are built in. And it doesn't mean that the nes itself is already, but the possibility. So just like in the old days, you could run a computer, when they first came with Windows, you had the choice of running with Windows or with DOS. And either one, possibly today, you also probably, I assume you could run on DOS still. But in other words, that's not a change in the computer you bought. The computer you bought has the possibility of running on both. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that hug of Nes built in as a possibility. It's an hug, it's got its own dynamics, and therefore there's no change over here.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
But Zamara kind of, I mean, I was wondering if he was saying this in the beginning.
Yeah.
And she shifted gears, it just points just a little bit more subtle. That it's not that, you know, before he was arguing a lot on the Ralbag that, you know, Hashem's not for various various reasons, especially having to do with this pashtus, which is not limited by teva at all.
Right.
Therefore, there's no teva can change. It doesn't have to be a siva anymore. It doesn't have to be logical, normal process of A leads to B.
Right.
And now he's saying, well, it's a different hanhaga that's built into Maisa Bereshis, but it's all there. It was all there from the beginning, from Bereshis, in Maisa Bereshis.
Well, I guess when he's talking about what he says that's built in means the possibility for different anhagas. It's not as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set himself on one anhaga, and then now something came up that said, you know, I need to send a correction. Or it's like, you know, Windows now needs to send an update. The update was part of the original file. That in case this, we have a different anhaga that kicks in. It wasn't the mahalach of teva, but teva is not the only mahalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria. So his point is the chatchil was put into the bria was two anhagas.
But that's also different than, for instance, just stopping the program and rearranging the data so that the computer's in the new state.
He's talking about there are two levels. There's the physical level of having things stop and change, and there's the anhaga, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes his mind about whether he wants teva or whether he wants nisim. And I think he's addressing possibly both those issues. One is that the change is not a real change, the change in the Sadeh Mekabel. And secondly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed for those changes in the Chatchila. I'm not sure if the two arguments are concurrent or either one of the two is right. I'm not sure how he goes with that. He might just be staggering his arguments and saying, you know, I could approach in different ways. I don't know. I'm not sure. Just this, it's hard to tell whether he's trying to say an either or this and this. I just don't know. So he says, So he's saying basically it's another mahalach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, and you know, that would be able to kick in at some times and work as well, but it's a real mahalach. It's not ad hoc. It's like, we'll see later when he brings the machlokas here by the Amida B'Shemesh, when it was a machlokas of how long it was up and running. So he asks, like, what kind of machlokas is it? You're talking about an unusual event that happened. And by definition, a nes is completely out of, you know, it's like saying, you know, when I tell you that there's a certain protocol for X, Y, or Z, and then you say an emergency happened, and you know they have to come in, the firefighters come in, this and that, and I'll ask you, well, did they follow protocol? Well, a firefighter means that everything fell apart. It was an emergency and nothing was working. So what is protocol? They have to wear black ties. Like, what's the point? And yet you see there's a big machlokas about how long the shemesh stood and so on. So his point is, the nes is not just Hashem said, oh my gosh, I got to do something. You know, pull the emergency switch and let all hell break loose. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu did was, okay, this requires Mahalchum of Nes, we're switching to Nes track over here. So that has a structure to it. It's not the helter-skelter of a fireman coming in and, you know, no say, no structure. It's a sort of a plan B instead of plan A, which was laying all along in the drawer waiting to be enacted if the need arose. Now he says another approach why he thinks it's not a kasha. He says a temporary change is not a fundamental change. And since the nes, the Ma'aseh Nisim are interruptions, they're not the etzem changes, and therefore they're not considered shinuyim be'etzem, and they don't upset this the apple cart over here. That's the second, that's another mahalach of his, that something which is temporary is very, very interesting. As the Rambam says, I think it's in Igeres, one of his Igeres, I have to look it up. The Rambam says there are two types of nisim, nisim or Ma'ase Hashem. Those Ma'ase Hashem that happen, that are a nes, like the Nachash. He's going on the Pasuk, it says the Nachash became a stick again. So he asks why? Like, sort of, we don't need any more sticks. Like, what's the point? So he says, any Ma'aseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's a nes reverts back to its old form immediately. Those Ma'aseh Hashem that are teva, in other words, the neflos habore that we see in teva, what marks them as being Ma'aseh Hashem is how continuous it is. And there's two or three, a few different explanations for it. The first thing is, if a stick turns into a snake and stays a snake, I might posit the following argument. There are certain sticks that turn into snakes at some point. It's just like eggs turn into chicks. And certain, I might need to figure out which ones do it, but you see that it happened. So the reply to that is, the fact that it turns back into a stick shows me that the snake part was an aberration, not the etzim. There's also there's another nekuda here. Since a nes is created for a need, it is the godless Hashem to restrict it to the need and show me how restricted it is to the need, as opposed to teva, where the core description of its mitzias is the ongoing hanhaga of the world, the natural hanhaga of the world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon that it be continuous is where it shows itself as being Yad Hashem. When we look at a nes, we say, wow, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could just kind of come into the ocean, tear it apart, everybody go through and put it back. When we look at the laws of nature, we say, wow, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have all the laws of nature functioning forever, as far as we're concerned, with perfection. And, you know, if a physics lab has a different result from experiments as another lab, it's a sign to either get a new equipment or a new instructor. We don't expect anything but perfect correlation if everything's in, you know, the same. And that's Yad Hashem. There's a certain gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the awesome consistency of things. Now he says, so that's not a shiva. Something that happens temporarily is not a bittul teva. Pirush, so this is a famous Chazal. He says his pshat. Ki ahalol tiknol anisim on the floors, Hashem's brach oisib elomai. Umisha mahalol chol yoyim kloimashu yisbrach oisib nisim chol yoyim mecharif umegadif. Shari oime kilo hoilu min enoig ala seda. Vakol shalom beteva shal kaseda roi lefi min haga shalolom. Ve'em vaze chochma v'seda v'vav shri v'shmoi. Ve'in sofet shazeo chiruf. So Ramal says that in a very interesting pshat in why it's mecharif megadif. Let's say I were to give the following compliment to somebody. I would say Joel is a fantastic manager of his business. How, and someone asks, how so? I say, well, Joel employs a few hundred people, and he's every day he's busy all day, all night, running and extinguishing fires all over the place. There's somebody that's slacking this and this and that, so and so forth, and he's always busy taking care of problems. Well, I would say, I don't think it says at all that Joel is a very good manager. I think it says he's a lousy manager. It's nice that somebody can take care of a problem that arises, but if he's constantly producing problems, there's an issue over there. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I come along and I say, wow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you run your world always in override switch. Always, all the time, the override switch is on and you're running things personally. I say, wow, what's that all about? That's telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a lousy job. You don't need the emergency switch every time. So when a person says hal every day, that he sees in everything the extraordinariness, he's being memayit HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ability and ratzon to create a world of teva.
So how do we understand the Dora Midbar?
Dora Midbar can only be understood in the context of other Doras. In other words, in the big bubble, just like we look at Maisa Bracious, and we say Maisa Bracious is pure Nes, it's a pure Yesh Me'ayin, which then became a norm, our Hanhaga in Dora Midbar is that Metzias. It's something which should be the forming, you know, this is the mice of forming Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael comes to being. So the forming of Klal Yisrael is through Nisim. It's Yesh Me'ayin in many ways, and therefore it was a door of Nisim, but that's where it's supposed to stay at. You can clear whether they could say Hal HaGadol every day or not, but Akapanim, certainly we can't, because so he says the mecharef and megadif. What he says is amazing. He says what's mecharef and megadif about it is that HaKadosh, to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's helter-skelter and all over the place, and there's no and there's no seder and no rhyme or reason, that's telling me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ma'asim are inferior. It's very, very interesting. It's an interesting difference in approach. When a Chassidish Hanhaga, Chassidish Rebbe, Chassidim, they feel most comfortable when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of, what's the right word for it? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always, when Avodah is always something unpredictable, the Rebbe has a new school, the Rebbe has a new this, the Rebbe has a new that. But in a certain sense, they don't credit HaKadosh Baruch Hu with creating a world that Teva Dvar is a good anhaga, that where it normally goes to without extra input and help is also is a very, very special anhaga. That's something that they're not denying. The regularity, and the truth is, if you think about it, you know, people, when they sort of teach science with an eye at, looking at the Ma'ase Hashem and so on, at the Godless Niflos HaBorei, they tend to pick like an unusual animal that does like crazy or strange things, which is not crazy, you know, I mean, it's only crazy things because not the norm, there's nothing crazier about X than Y or Z, just that this animal is rare, we never heard of it, this animal we know about. But every animal is kind of unusual. So a person comes to spies from an animal, this animal has something strange or does something unusual. But the question is, well, the fact that the regularity of the way the so-called humdrum cells operate, and the clockwork regularity of a normal animal, the fact that that should be the same subject of admiration as the unusual one. And that's what he says, if you say halag al mukhul yom, you're mukhar from the kadeh. Va'ir amah, and one more thing, she efshe she schach and flies, bedova ashat sir b'metzius seysa nefesh. He says you can't have, you cannot have a something which we feel is be'etzim an impossibility. Kilo yoyma yishtana shachar lovin, black becomes white, the shachar, and still remains black. Itiazes hanochos iseres nafshay. It's something which is an inherently contradictory statement. Now, this is a very, very fascinating topic. He says there's a Rabbeinu Sadia going in Emunas V'Deis in the second Chelik, where he speaks about things that are inherently impossible, almost logically impossible, to achieve a Kashbrochna. So Rabbeinu Sadia going says, V'lochein l'kehalenu shu oitzes ha-chamishos meser. We can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes 5 should be greater than 10, or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have the world go through a ring without either making the ring bigger or the world smaller, and he can't make yesterday become yesterday again today, because all of these are inherent impossibilities. They're not difficult, they're just. And he says it's possible. So imagine a guy. Yes, you can go to anything. Yes, could he make something go through something smaller than itself without making it smaller? And we say no. And then they'll say, okay. So you see, he's not omnipotent. And we'll answer that your question is a nonsense question,
right?
And therefore, it's a meaningless question. It's just like if an answer you can go.
Well, the question has its own. Steer built into it, which makes it a nonsensical statement.
Correct. And people don't pick up on it. A lot of these questions are semantics. For instance, there's a there's the Rambam, Gemara Nevuchim, says we don't say, well, if God can do everything, can He make Himself physical, or could He create another God, or could He create a square whose diagonal will equal one of the sides? Those are all nonsensical questions, and they don't mean anything. A lot of them, even by definition, for instance, if you ask, can a Kadosh Baruch Hu make a three-sided square? Well, He can't, because the definition of a square is four-sided. So it's not a question of building an argument, it's just that's the name we label it. You can't play a game like that, because it's meaningless. That sentence is simply playing on our definition of something. What is very interesting is that there's a Rav Penina Badarshi, who's one of Gedolei Sfarad, has a shaila to the Rashba in the Tshuvas Rashba, and he speaks over there about can we ascribe impossibilities to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In other words, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu have two things be at the same place at the same time, or not? And those are things that he says it's just a playing games and it's playing words and so on. What is interesting is there's a sefer from the Radzina called Beis Yaakov, the Baal Chelis, who wrote the Beis Yaakov. He wrote up his father's Torah and called it Beis Yaakov. He himself has a big Akdama where he disagrees, and he says the following interesting point. When we ask, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu make five be bigger than ten? The words as they stand are nonsense, obviously. But they do mean something. What do they mean? They mean, could HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a metzias of something which is smaller? Can he fit the bigger item into the smaller place? And the answer to that is a resounding yes. That we see that the Aron was in a place that was bigger, smaller than itself. So in as much as this question applies specifically to something, then there's a possibility we can apply it to that. So he says, the Radzina says, when we're not talking about just idle words, but we're talking actually about having a physical effect. So if I say A is greater than B, it will mean that A overshadows B, B can't overshadow A. So the answer is, but on that effect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change. So when the Gemara asks about the when we speak about something fitting into something bigger, then on a practical level, we have 8 being bigger than 10, or 10 being bigger than 10, because the Kodesh HaKadosh could fit in something, the Aron could fit something into it that was greater than itself. So for all practical purposes, that's what it means. Okay, any questions? Okay, so we'll hold it here. So Mr. in 2 weeks?
Yeah, two weeks should be good. I'll think it over for some questions at the beginning in 2 weeks from now.
Okay. Take care.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.